Thursday morning with the Musers. It's always fun to talk sports with one of our good buddies, and we haven't talked to him in quite a while, so let's open the door and welcome into the studio Sports Panties. Hi, Sports Panties. Hey. How are you?
Hey there, guys. What's going on?
Well, it's great to see you. We always love talking sports with you, and I'm sure you're excited about Cowboys season.
I'm going crazy with all this sports stuff going on.
Yeah.
This is the wildest time since, you know, when things were even crazier.
Okay.
It's like
what?
It's like, you know, this strong start out of the gate was brought to you by me. Your mom's male friend from high school started showing up shortly after she got on Facebook. Sports Panties.
it wasn't a strong start.
So these wild times you're talking about is like the Micah Holden contract dispute. Is that?
I don't know if you guys are watching the Cowboys documentary.
We are.
That thing is just driving me crazy with all the stuff that's in it.
What do you mean?
There's so much stuff in there that we never knew about. Like, did you guys remember that Jimmy Johnson was the coach there for a few years?
Well, yeah, we've forgotten some details, but that's an obvious one.
This bit of odd forgetfulness was authored and executed by me, your high school science teacher, who always wants you to stay after class and comments on the length of your skirts. Sports panties.
Sports panties, are you into college football at all? Are you going to watch Texas, Ohio State?
I saw one Michael Irvin stab some scissors in the neck of teammate Everett McIver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've done that before.
Really?
One time Everett was taking too long to check me out at Tom Thumb, and I plunged some fiskers in his carotid. This scene of humorous Tarantino-esque violence was brought to you by me, your creepy orthodontist with overly large fingers that smell unwashed after a night of heavy petting.
Oh, God.
Sportsman.
Well, I don't know. What else floats your boat?
After watching that sports documentary in my dank media drinking grotto.
Yeah.
I see where Charlotte Jones still looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, she looks better than she did back in the 1990s. I like women when they're past their breeding years.
Oh, my gosh.
Sports panties.
You can just leave your baby-making poison anywhere. This reproductive residue opinion has been left deep inside you by me, the only man to ever get your sister to the finish line when she's been drinking sports panties.
Gosh, man, don't say things like that.
Odd biographical notes. Well, are you a basketball fan? Are you looking forward to watching Cooper Flagg play?
Boy, Steven ain't looking any younger either.
Still on the Cowboys.
Jones,
okay.
Yeah.
The man looks like he has the hat size of a silverback.
He does.
This impressive display of speaking truth to haberdashery power brought to you by me, your midnight plumber who wanders your house a little bit too much and can't pass a background check. Sports penis.
Okay, I guess we can stay on Cowboys. Are they a playoff team this year?
Well, I see the Rangers are always scoring 20 runs a game.
Just once.
Not always.
Maybe this is the turnaround they've been looking for ever since Billy Martin died in that car wreck and ruined the Rangers' chance at a series victory.
What? Those are two unrelated.
In the 80s.
This horribly inaccurate observation has been uttered on national local radio by your seriously underdeveloped and drastically overexposed ticket character that makes you feel icky for the rest of the day, Sports Panties.
There's some truth in that, yeah.
Hockey? You know, that'll be cranking up here in a month or so.
You know, this cowboy documentary on the Netflix application.
Back to that.
It's really rekindled my love of the 90s cowboys.
Okay.
And the fine tradition of winning sports contests on football field.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it's also rekindled my love of cocaine and strippers. I still want to be like Mike. This sad downturn into sin and debauchery was just snorted by me, your personal Dennis Padini dill wiper. Sports
Panties. Uh-oh, he's leaving now.
Oh, no.
My sports Panties.
Here, I had the complete unabridged history of the NFL for you as a gift. But,
oh,
wait, that's the wrong guest.
Wrong guy.